We were able to open for Lake Street Dive before they were filling gigantic rooms, and just they're like the nicest people. They're quirky, they're kind of nerdy, but they're funny, and they're super cool. So, off the top of my head, that was really cool, 'cause Lake Street Dive, I mean, they're amazing. They're absolutely amazing, but there's like it was nice to listen to them practice their harmonies at the bar, before the show started, and to just talk to them a little bit and just see how down to earth they are. They're really fun people.
I have a huge crush on the entire band. I love every single. I would marry the whole band if I could. If I could marry Lake Street Dive like today, I would do that. I'll cook
Whole
and
band.
clean and stay at home or whatever. But no. I have one funny story. We had the awesome privilege and yet a kind of hilarious combination of opening up for Larry the Cable Guy, the comedian. And that was pretty wild because that was like our first time together on a big stage. I don't think we'd ever been on a stage that big individually before we started playing together or since then, really. I mean, it was a huge venue, huge stage. So, like, it was on a fairground. And so, behind the backstage, there were huge facilities, like bathroom facilities for it, but it was closed off to just performers and stagehands, people working the event. So I had like this special pass, and I brought a couple of friends backstage. We're like, we're gonna go backstage. And I was like, well, I gotta use the bathroom real quick. And I go to use the bathroom, and there's this big, huge guy blocking the door. And I'm just like, I can't go in there. And I said, I bet you Larry the Cable Guy's in there. And I was like, but there's like 15 urinals in there. Like, really? They can't go in there? And then Larry the Cable Guy comes right out the door, all in character, shakes my hand. His hand was still wet from washing his hand. It was just a pretty shocking moment. I got to be face to face, shake his hand. Then he got in a golf cart and drove over to the stage and started entertaining people, which was another crazy thing, was watching one person on a stage with one microphone, not playing music, and having the attention of like a few thousand people where everybody was just listening to everything he was saying. That's powerful when you see that. You know, it's pretty amazing.